Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. President Macron has taken the military salute from French and American troops this morning during the Bastille Day parade on the Champs-Élysées. American military personnel joined the July the 14th parade to mark the anniversary of 100 years since America joined Allied forces to fight in World War I. President Trump attended the parade with his wife among a massive security presence. He will then fly back to Washington this afternoon. President Macron will join the people of Nice this afternoon for a day of commemoration in the city which was the scene of one of the worst terrorist attacks on French soil, when a Tunisian man drove a huge lorry into crowds celebrating Bastille Day on the beachfront last year. Over 430 people were injured and 86 were killed by the attack. Security investigators have still been unable to find a definitive link, however, between the attacker and so-called Islamic State. Local people will be creating a 170-metre-long message to the world from 12,000 coloured plates. The message will finally be revealed this evening. There is an anxious wait for 117,000 BAC students who still don't know where they will be going to university at the start of the new academic year in September. They should find out more at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The government's aim to make reforms to employment laws took a positive turn as MPs voted in favour of the measures presented to them. As a key goal for Macron's government, the details should be laid out by the end of August for changes to be put into action by the autumn. As a result of the Brexit vote, EasyJet have decided to set up their headquarters in Vienna in Austria. The low-budget airline is reorganising internally in order to be able to continue flying in and around Europe once the UK has finally left the European Union. It's the men's semi-finals at Wimbledon today. Sam Querrey will take on Marin Cilic on centre court, followed by Roger Federer against Thomas Burdick. And finally, the 13th stage of the Tour de France sees cyclists passing through the Ariège from Saint-Girons to Foix, a total distance of 101 kilometres. Romain Bardet finished ahead of his rivals in the sprint yesterday, and Chris Froome has had to give up the yellow jersey to Fabio Aru from the team Astana. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.